this prophecy of Haggai to the people about a future temple. And it says, you see, I will shake all the nations, and the treasures of all the nations will come in. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord. When did that happen? When the Lord Jesus went to that temple. The Kavod stood there himself. He cleansed it. And the very Kavod of God filled the temple. Now, they didn't get it yet. But, you see, so the kavod is not just silver and gold to decorate the temple. It's the very presence of God himself. And so, then our Lord says later on, if you remember, destroy this temple in John, and in 3 days I'll build it up. And so then his body becomes the temple. And we are joined to that body. And we are the temple of God. Every one of us in our bodies. But then all of us together are the temple of God, built into Christ. And it's because of him that we're the dwelling place of God. And so it was, see, when he stood there in front of that stone temple after having cleansed it and got everybody mad at him, and he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll build it up. Now, what temple was he talking about? Himself. And he is the temple. We all dwell in him. We're his body, but we're also the dwellers of in him. And he's the temple of God, the place where you can go and adore God. And so, so now Luke says, he's making quite an impression. I'm reading, touching on the gospel for a moment. He's making quite an impression with the crowd. And so they're trying to figure out, well, who is he? I mean, he's from Nazareth, you know. It's like saying he's from Brooklyn. And I mean, it's excuse me. You see, and so, so I mean, that can't be right. So then, again, prophesy, the Son of Man. One of these homilies, I'll stop and just do. Son of Man. What's that phrase? Why that phrase? You can look it up yourself if you want. Book of Daniel. And I saw one like a Son of Man come and receive from the Ancient of Days power, glory, kingdom, and so forth. Anyway. He's going to be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed. And on the third day, be raised. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll build it up. So we are the temple of God, because we are physically joined to Jesus Christ. And we are physically joined to Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit, who uses his own body and blood on our baptism to make us one with Christ.